Grab it and turn to the third chapter of the book of St. John's Gospel, third chapter of the book of St. John. I'm not going to be here just a minute. God's calling the shots and he's redirecting a little bit. And that's all right. We're going to just follow him. I want to give you one thought. In a world that is blessed with so much, Brother Lawrence, you could tell us, you've been here for a little while. We live in a land of plenty. I mean, we are prosperous in America, to the spoil, to the field. Whichever way you want to say it, we are spoiled rotten. Everybody in here, we've got clean drinking water, clean running water. We've got food to the abundance. We've got everything that we can need. And if we're not very careful, we'll get that way spiritually speaking as well. And here's wherein we will get that way. In the book of the Revelation, in the third chapter, he addresses the church at Laodicea. You stay in John chapter 3. I'm coming right there. But the Bible said in that address to the angel of the church, which was at Laodicea, write these things. And then he goes right into a discourse to tell them that they say that we are increased with goods, that we're rich, and that we have need for nothing. And that's what they say. But then he turns the tables quickly to them. And he said, but knowest not that thou art miserable, blind, wretched, and naked. My friends, if we're not very careful, we'll get that way spiritually speaking. And Miss Brenda will say, we don't need anything. We're doing pretty good. The house is full. The offerings are up. We got beautiful facility. We don't really need anything. Bless God, we need a greater presence of Almighty God. We need the Holy Spirit of promise to show up in here. But I want to show you from the third chapter of the book of St. John's Gospel in the 16th verse, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that what? He gave. And this is going to be my portion of the message today. Bless God, he's got nothing else to offer us. Amen. He's got nothing else to give us. He's done everything that was responsible unto God to do. He provided a way. He gave us his son. Bless God, the God's son then gave us his life. And bless God, that's all we're getting. If we're looking for something else, if we're looking for a new revelation, bless God, it's not going to happen. God's not going to apologize for giving us his best. He's already given us everything that we'll ever need. And for those that's sitting around still hungry for something else, looking for something better, something more, bless God, there's no greater love than this that a man would have that he would give his life. And bless God, he did that, Brother John, in that while we were yet sinners. He died for us, my friends. That's the only thing I've really got to say this morning is if you're looking for something greater, if you're looking for something more from Almighty God, you can just keep on looking. He's not going to give you any more than what he's already given. The dispensation of grace has been given. The door still swings wide open. And bless God, it's up to me and you to walk through that door of grace into that beautiful portrait of salvation, which is only found in and by and through his son. God bless you, Brother Larry. You got something? You said you just now ask him? Well, I'm hoping, because I just called him up here.
Mind the Lord, Brother Larry. God knows what he's doing. I promise you that.
Just remain standing. Look in Psalms 37. Lord, woke me up the scripture on her heart. And glad God knows what he's doing. We're in trouble if he don't. We try to do it ourselves and we get in trouble. Trouble on top of trouble. Psalms 37, very familiar scripture, one of my life verses I'm about to use today. I want to use several different verses and give you some thoughts. Try to just go right along with the Lord, what the Lord is doing here today. I believe God's doing something. God is speaking to hearts. There's no doubt if you know anything about the Lord, you know he's speaking today. And we must be willing to listen, see what he's trying to say to us. Don't try to see what he's saying to the guy beside of you, the lady beside of you, front or behind. See what God's saying to you today. And I believe the thoughts that the preacher Mark's already kicked it off with and God's placed upon our heart for both the saved and the lost today. If you're here today, we have an opportunity of walking out that door different than what we come in. No matter how long you've been saved, no matter how little you know about the Bible, we can walk out that door today different than we come in. Or we walk back out the same way we was, or even maybe a little harder, a little calloused than we was when we come in. I, for one, want to walk out that door different than what I come in. Psalms 37, verse 21, the Bible said, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as is blessed of him shall inherit the earth. They that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Have been young and now am old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. Brother Chris, pray for us. Amen. You can be seated today. Look back down in your Bible as you sit down in verse 23. And that's where I want to come and bring the thought of the message from today. We'll go back up to verse 21 at the end, good Lord willing, and tie it all together. But he said in verse 23, and this is some of the last verses of myself here. I wish I could tell you that I've arrived and I'm perfect and I always do what I'm about to preach on today. But I'd be a liar if I did that. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I'm glad today that we're in the Lord's hand. We're not holding on to God, trying to do it ourselves and trying to figure it out and do it our own way. If we was holding on to God, we'd be in trouble. But if we're in God's hand today, I'm talking about those of us that are saved. If we're in God's hand today, and I don't say that with any question, any doubt about it. If you're saved today, you're in God's hand. He's not letting you go. You're not going to slip. You're not going to get out. You're not going to pluck yourself out of his hand or whatever. If we're saved today, we're in God's hand. And that's a good, safe place to be at. There's assurance in that. But if we're saved today and we're in God's hand and we have his assurance that he's going to take care of us and he's going to provide for us and he's going to give us what we need, why are we not following the steps that he's gave us? And the thought that God has placed upon my heart is how to be a good follower of God today. And I didn't know what all God was going to do with it when he woke me up speaking to my heart, but I knew God had something for it. I knew, first of all, he was speaking to my heart. And we ought to be have a desire to be a good follower of God, to follow the steps that God will lay out for us. And I believe one of the reasons that people have trouble following the Lord, number one, they don't belong to him. Amen. You're not one of his. Sometimes people try to do good and do right, and they want to act religious, and I'm going to try to walk a religious path, or I'm going to try to quit cussing, I'm going to quit drinking, or I'm going to quit doing this, and quit being a liar, quit cheating on my husband, quit cheating on my wife, and you find yourself going right back to the same path and doing the same steps and getting in the same situations again. And I believe the reason that is that you have a knowledge about God without having God in your heart, and it's hard to follow his steps if you don't know him. And the Bible talks about his sheep. He said in John chapter 10, verse 27, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." If we're his sheep, and I was thinking about about the deer Brother Mark was talking about, that deer by nature, that fawn is not a natural hog, but he's been adopted into the family. It's the same way with us. We were grafted into the family of God. We become one of his sheep when we get saved. And because we're one of his sheep, he will take care of us. He will feed us. He will provide us. But along with the provisions of God, which we love to rejoice and shout and praise God, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. You ought to praise God. If God's been good to you and God's took care of you and God's provided for you, but along with the other provisions that we need to do the work, the provision of a path that God will have for us, he will lay out. You get quiet on me now. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You say, what is this good man? There was one that come to Jesus and they called him good. And he said, "Why callest thou me good? There's none good save the Lord." And what he was talking about, you say, well, how does that tie in here? How can we be good? The good man here is the God man. It's one that has God living inside of him. If you're one of God's sheep, God has a path that he will lay out the steps of that path for your life. And when God lays the steps of that path out for your life, the Bible said he delighteth in his way. If you're ever going to find delight, if you're ever going to find peace, if you're ever going to find contentment in your life, I'm talking right now to a child of God, you're going to have to be willing to let God lay out your steps. You're going to have to be willing to let God order your steps. And the steps that God orders, you'll find peace and you'll find comfort and you'll find delight in walking in those steps.
Amen.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. They're not suggested by the Lord. I've never been in the military. How many's been in the military? What do you know? If you're given a direct order, what do you do? You follow the direct order. What happens if you fail to follow enough of them direct orders? What eventually happens to you if you just keep rejecting direct orders? Court martial. Go a little bit farther. What's the end result? What is the worst result of a court martial that you could want? Kicked out. Somebody said it. Who said it? Dishonorable discharge. I'm afraid if we, as God's children, if we don't walk in the steps that God has for us, we can get a dishonorable discharge from the work of the Lord. What I'm talking about, we can bring enough shame and reproach upon the Lord that God will take us out of this world. Y'all still with me? We got to follow the steps. It's got to delight us to follow the steps that God has for us and be willing to trust Him. That God orders the steps. He didn't suggest the steps. He orders the steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way.
Amen.
We got to get down the fact that they are ordered by God. So many times we take the Word of God and the things of God as God's suggestions when they're His orders. It's not that God is a taskmaster in heaven thinking, I hope Chris will mess up where I can punish him. That's not how God is at all. But if God has got our life in order, can you not see the world and see the order of God in the world? Or is America and her country and the world not in a mess today because we're trying to mess with the order that God has for our world? That's what's wrong with it today. We say, God, your plan wasn't good enough, and we're going to quit calling them boys and girls, and they're going to be an X and an O and this and that, and we're messing up. And we get mad about that as a child of God. Not at the sinners, but we get mad at the devil and at the sin of that. But then we as God's children, we do the same thing with God's order for our life.
Come on,
we mess it up. God says, go over here, and we're going to go over here. God says, take a step forward. We take at least one backwards.
Come on, brother.
Not following God's order. God puts everything in order for a purpose. And we've got to be willing to follow God's order. The steps of a good man. He's talking about a man that has God living inside of his heart. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Not only are they ordered by the Lord. Look in verse 24. He said, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him. The steps are ordered by the Lord, and His paths, they're always right, but they're not always easy.
Come on, brother.
Here's the reason that we don't like to have them ordered for us. We won't try to tell God what we're going to do. Along the path that God has, there's times when we're going to fall. There's times when we're going to get hurt. There's some difficult steps if we follow the paths of the Lord. But I'm glad that we're upheld by His hand. And the thought that God gave me of thinking about that and God upholding us. And He said, though you fall, He didn't say if you fall or you might fall. Even following God, we're going to mess up. But He upholdeth us with His hand. And the thought that God gave me about that is a little child. I never had the privilege of being a dad and seeing a kid when they get that first bicycle and they're pedaling around on that bicycle and it comes a time when you know it's time to take him little training wheel. Can you imagine a 20-year-old in his right mind trying to ride a bicycle with training wheels on it? Probably not even a 12-year-old. I don't know what age you kick him wheels off of, but it has to be a time in your life when you kick the training wheels off. If you don't, there's places that you can't ride. And I know as a mom or as a daddy, you're thinking if I take the training wheels off, they're going to fall and they're going to skin their knee, they're going to skin their elbow. Hope you can get what I'm about to say. Who let that little girl wreck her bicycle and get her knee skinned? Who let that little boy get his elbow skinned? Can I tell you that God did that? Why would God do that? Not that God wanted to see that little kid get hurt, but that little God knew if that little girl got hurt, there was a mama somewhere, and that little girl was going to come run to mama and say, mama, can you make it better? He knew if that little boy got hurt, he's going to run to mama. If she ain't around, he's going to run to daddy and say, daddy, can you help me? There's times along the path that God has for us when we're going to stumble and we're going to fall. God's already told us that we're going to stumble and we're going to fall. But we get so afraid of getting hurt that we won't take the training wheels of life off of us. Just as comical as you thought it was for a 20-year-old to be riding around with, in his right mind, to be riding around with training wheels on his bicycle, is it not the same way for a supposed mature Christian to be riding around with training wheels on your faith, afraid that you're going to get hurt? We do that sometimes. I know this ain't the shouting part of the message. I'm going to tie in with what he was saying here. Just a minute, if y'all just hang on and get what God's trying to tell you. Preacher, I believe that God had me share this today. You need to kick your training wheels off your faith. You say, but preacher, I've got hurt before. And the same God that helped you then, He'll help you now. You're never going to be able to follow the path that God has for you and do the things that God would have you to do. The next step of your faith, as long as you're scared to death, you're going to get hurt by somebody. I'll go ahead and let you know a secret. You are going to get hurt by somebody, but you ain't going to get hurt by God. God loves you. God cares. God wants to help you. Kick your training wheels off and say, God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to take that next step. It may be a step of baptism.
Amen.
And you ain't took that step yet because you're going to hang around and see if this thing of salvation works or not. And if it works, then you'll get baptized because you don't want to let God down. Can I tell you, you ain't going to disappoint God. God knows already that you're saved and you're going to mess up. That baptism don't make you perfect. It don't wash your sins away. It just shows the world that you've died out to sin. You say, what if I sin after I'm baptized? It'll be all right. It's covered under the blood. If you're truly being saved, you're going to mess up just like we are. But take that next step of faith. It may be the fact that I know whenever I pastored, I had a lot of this. I don't know why God's had me say this, but they won't even take the next step of stepping out and joining a church because you got hurt in the last church you was at.
Come on.
Skint your knee, skint your elbow. But God had somebody that can help heal those wounds. Take the training wheels off and do what God would have you to do. It may be some other step that you need to take and step out and do what God's called you or do what God's told you to do. Do what God has commanded you to do. And you're so scared that you're going to get hurt. Because it's not an easy path. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast. I'd rather fall flat on my face doing something for God. He may let me do it before I get out here today. I may fall flat on my face. I'd rather fall flat on my face serving God than to sit somewhere back in an easy chair of contentment and miss the will of God for my life and miss the purpose of even being here in this world today. There is a purpose for you here. Yes, God's not got us on this planet just to keep Duke Power in business.
Come on.
God's not got us on this planet just to keep Walmart in business, just to keep the grocery store in business. That's secondary to what God's got. God has you for a specific purpose. I believe much as I believe I'm standing here, that I was born, I was created to do what God's had me do inside in prisons. The will of God can change and God can move different directions, do different things. And I'm not telling you that as one that has arrived because it's daily taking another step and another step and another step of what God wants us to do. We can't take those steps if we don't get the training wheels off our bicycle.
Come on, brother.
I don't think you gave Papa good willie. The training, you Papa Willies didn't. I love Papa. If I had a bicycle, I'd still Papa Willie. I'm too fat to Papa Willie. But if the Lord ordered one, we'd have one. We got to take the training wheels off. Immature Christians, not following that God would have us to. It's some difficult steps, but it has a direct purpose, and it's only followed by some determined people. You got to be willing. Mamas and daddies don't take them training wheels off just because they want to see little Macy skin her kneecap, right? But you want to see her grow. You want her to see enjoy riding a bicycle. You want to see them go on to the next part of their life. You don't see them hindered by the things that they're afraid to do, to step out by faith and trust God and do the things that God would have us to. The paths that he gives us, they're not just for ourselves, by the way. Somebody said, think outside the box. Somebody set it up here. Well, we got in a good meeting this week, and one of the directors of our ministry was preaching to us about thinking outside of our own self. Sometimes we're even as child of God, we're inward. We're trying to figure out how we can promote the next meeting or how we can, not even a self-promotion, but we want to do the best we can for the Lord. And we get so focused on trying to do the best that we can for the Lord, we don't worry about helping Chris do the best he can for the Lord. And even we have good intentions, good thoughts of it. But we ought to be sitting here thinking today, how can I help somebody else get the training wheels off their bicycle? It don't come from just going and loosening the bolts when they're not looking. I'm talking about being involved in their life. Let them know, hey, you take that step out. If you take that step out, if you fall, I'll be right here with you. And it may be that we need to extend a hand to somebody that we don't even know. As far as I know, brother, I don't know if I ever met you in my life. But I'm glad to see you here today. It takes us sometimes extending ourselves outside of our box, outside of our comfort zone, to try to help somebody else. It's along the steps that God has for us ordered. Hang with me. One more place. We're going to be done here in just a minute. Y'all stay with me. He said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. There's no better hands we can be in.
Amen.
The steps are ordered by the Lord. His path is always right, but not always easy. Then I want you to see here as we look on down, that the path he gives you will always be to help other people. He said, verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said in verse 26, he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Preacher Mark was talking about how God gave, how God's given to us. Think about the salvation that God gave you. Outside your salvation, what's the next best thing that God gave you? It's not your money. It's not your finances. It's not your home. Y'all thank God for what God's given. Next thing God's given you, God's given you time on this earth to do something for him. But probably the next valuable thing outside your salvation, God's given you your family. And these things that God gives us, it's not forever. It's just for a short time down here. So in essence, he's lending these things to us is what he said here. He said, he's ever merciful and lendeth and his seed is blessed. But if you'll compare verse 26, he is ever merciful and lendeth. Then back up to verse 21. The wicked borroweth, payeth not again. But the righteous showeth mercy and truth. But tell the reason we're not following God. God's been so good. And he's lended us. But the Bible said the wicked payeth not back again. God's done so much and gives so much to us. And we're going to ride around with our training wheels on. Because somebody might hurt my feelings. Somebody might bump my kneecap. I might get my elbow skinned. I might even fall, hit my... And we're so tied up in us and how I might get hurt and how I might get hurt. And there's people that's hurting out here in the world. And God has been good and God has lended and God's gave to us. And we're holding that back and we don't give anything back to God. We're not following God's steps because we're being gospel bums or we're being gospel hobos and we're trying to see how much we can get and rake in. It's all about us and all about us. And there's a world that's hurting out here and we're riding around on our training wheels. I think of the feeding of the 5,000. Nobody had anything to eat. One little boy had his lunch. And with that one little boy's basket, God fed a multitude. In fact, little boy had sat over and thought, my buddies, they ate all my fish last time. They ate all my bread. I ain't going to have nothing. But he was willing to say, Lord, here's my basket. Can I ask you today, will you take the training wheels off? And say, God, I've been hurt before. But God, I'm going to trust you. It's going to be okay. Lord, here's my basket. God, I ain't got much to offer you. But God, what I got, I'm going to give it to you. God, you've given me so much. I have so little to offer. But God, if you can take what I've got and you can help somebody that's hurting, will you prop my bicycle back up, Lord, if I stumble? If I fall on my face, Lord, will you just give me a good laugh about it? And we'll go on and rejoice in the things that God has for us. As we stand to our feet, they come get us a song today. I'm going to ask you today, are you a follower of God? You taking the steps that God's got you? Are you settling for the easy path in life because you're worried about getting hurt? You're going to get hurt either way. You know, the times I got saved when I was young, and I thank God for that. I've had times when I'm serving God and I've got hurt. And I've had times when I wasn't serving God and got hurt. You get hurt on both sides of it. I promise you, whether you fall on either end, it's the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Do we believe it or not? Are we following him or not? Is the reason you're not following him? Do you know him? He said, my sheep know my voice. That little deer has picked up on Mark's voice. And he's picked up on that little deer's voice. I don't know how that thing cries, but when he cries, he knows the bottle's coming. We can do the same thing to our Father. If he clothed the grass, which today is and tomorrow is cast into fire, can he not take care of us? If he cares for the lilies, if he cares for the sparrows, can we not trust him to take care of us? Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. It ought delight us to serve God, to do what God would have us do. Do you need to come take your training wheels off today?